Hey, how's everybody? Is Yeshiva open now? What's the story with Yeshiva?
The
Are the
abyss
guys
is
back or
open.
yep. What?
The abyss is open.
Base Medrash is open. But everybody has to
Yeah.
test. It's very unpleasant.
A test not so bad.
You stick the thing up your nose.
Yeah, it depends who does it.
That's what does it. Okay. Last time I did it, it was very unpleasant. Okay. So I don't know if it's a newsman, not a newsman exactly. It's I figured that out exactly. But we're starting the sugya in any event, starting a new part of the Masechta, starting from the Mishnah at the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. So let me show you it's Elzman. When they learn Sachem over the summer, it's Elzman. They start from here. New and Yonim, a lot of Lamed Amud Beis is coming up. See how much time we have to be Maspik. Some not everybody's going to be around for the same amount of time. Also, there's June, but hopefully we'll be able to be maspic enough that it'll be worthwhile. So let's start anyway. Start from the beginning, from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, The Mishnah Be'etzim is a hemshich of the previous Mishnah, which obviously we didn't do. But the previous Mishnah said the rule that Chom and Sholeh Pesach, if it was Chem Shishol Yisrael, it's also Bano. It also Bechil Rad. And if it's Chem Shishol, if it's Chem Shishol Nochri, then it's Mutter. So the Gemara there has an avenue that maybe it's a Din D'oraisa. The Maskal of the Gemara is, well, there is a Shita, there is a Tan holds it's a Din D'oraisa. Yehuda holds that Chom and Sholeh Pesach is a Din D'oraisa. But the Maskal of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that will be true even by Chom Shishol Nochri. We don't pass in the Kabbalah, we pass in the Kab Shimon. That Min HaTorah Chom Shishol Pesach is Mutter. And that's why Chom Shishol Nochri is Taka Mutter. Because Chom Shishol Nochri, they left on the Din D'oraisa. But Chom Shishol Yisrael, they made a Knas, since he was over in Bar Yom HaMotzei. So Mimela, they considered that after Pesach, it's also Bana. But this Mishnah is a Hemshech. What's the definition of Chom Shishol Nochri and Chom Shishol Yisrael? So the Mishnah talks about a case where you have chometz, sort of an ambiguous position. It's chometz that was memushkan and a chayv, either from Yisrael to a goy or from a goy to a Yisrael. Was meshubed anyway. Memushkan maybe is too big a word. Meanwhile, but it was meshubed. The first case is a goy lent money to Yisrael. Yisrael was meshabed the chometz to a goy, to the goy. So it says in Mishnah that it has a din of goyish chometz. That's the rule of the Mishnah. That the chametz belongs to the person to whom it's meshuvad. So the nochri shilves Yisrael. We mentioned first the person, the malva. The nochri is the malva. He lent money to the Yisrael. Yisrael is the leiva. The leiva is meshabed the chametz to the nochri. The chametz belongs to the one to whom it's meshuvad, according to our Mishnah. The Mela, if the chametz was meshuvad to the nochri, that's the ratio. The nachar pesach is mutar bano. The chametz was meshuvad to the Yisrael, that's the sefer. The nachar pesach it is. It's also, no. It seems that the chametz belongs to the person to whom it's meshubed. So maybe it's kedai even before we start the gemara just to have a bird's eye view of what the tzura of the sugya is going to look like, that we'll be able to talk intelligently about the things we're going to find in the Rashi and the gemara right away from the beginning. It says in the Mishnah that the chametz belongs to the person to whom it's meshubed. So the gemara has a whole discussion. What's the pshat in that? Why is that true? So the Gemara brings in Achleikus Abaye and Rava. Every time a Bachayv is goyve a shibud. Let's say in a classic case, karka is meshubud to the Bachayv, to the malva, and the malva is goyve the karka. So is he goyve? From what point does the karka belong to the malva? So Rava says, "Mikano labo goyve." The leiva defaults to them alone. The malva collected the loan. So Rava says the malva owns the karka from when it or owns the shibud. In the case of our mission, it's not karka, it's chometz. But let's say in a regular case of karka is meshubat to bachay. Normally we talk about sheep, but we're talking about karka. So Rava says, the karka only belongs to the malveh from when he collects it. And Abai says, that it belongs to him retroactively from the time of the halva. Well, I still wanted to say that our Mishnah makes more sense according to Abai. Our Mishnah works according to Abai. You know, the Mishnah says that the chametz belongs to the one to whom it's meshuddered. Now, he didn't collect it till after Pesach, if he collected it at all. It's not even so clear if he ever collected the chametz. Is the case that the chayv was defaulted on and he collected the chametz, or it was not defaulted on and he never collected the chametz? But Abai at least could say that maybe the Mishnah could at least make sense according to Abai. We'll say that the case is that he defaulted. And after Pesach, the Nochri collected the chametz. But the Fi Abai, when he collects the chametz, he collects it lemafreya. So it comes out that all along it belonged to the Nochri. So Achar Pesach, it's also Achar Pesach, it's also Bano. That's only going according to Abai. According to Rava, you only gave him Mikanu Lahaba. So during Pesach, before the Nochri actually collected the chayiv, the chametz belonged to Israel. So why is it considered to be chametz shel Nochri? That's the first thing. The Gemara asks more is kasha, which is bishlam la baye. So we're in the middle of lamed aleph and aleph, which is bishlam according to baye. The Mishnah is good. The Nochri, that we'll talk about the Reisha. The safe is the mirror image. We'll talk on the Reisha just to keep things simple. In the Reisha, the Nochri eventually collected the chametz, and lefi abaye he collected it lemafreya. So it comes out that when the Nochri, after Pesach, collected the chametz, he collected it lemafreya from before Pesach, so, and belonged to the Nochri all along. So that's a dinam chametz shel Nochri. That is good. But what about according to Rava? According to Rava, Michael Mema. So the Gemara answers that Rava would say, "Hokamai eskin and kisher hina yetzla." The case of the Mishnah is that not only was the Leiber Meshabit the Chometz to the Malva, but he gave it over to the Malva to sit by the Malva. So during Pesach, the Chometz was sitting by the Goy. What does that matter? So the Gemara initially assumes that the way that works is because now it's as if a Mashkin, that's a special kind of sheep, but a Mashkin. Mashkin is sitting by the Malva. And the Mishnah holds that Bal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, we'll see later it didn't, from Rav Yitzchok, Bal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, the Torah says that the Mashkin belongs to the Bal Chayv. Now, the Chadova, he can't use it, he can't eat it up, but it is a Seder. If the Leiv of the Falls is a Seder, he has to go to Beis Din, and they have to determine the Mashkin's words, and then they'll collect from the Mashkin. It's not automatic, it's not literally, it belongs to him, the Chadova. But to some degree, the Bal Chayv is claiming the Mashkin. Enough that it's considered to be chametz of the Nach. So that's the Gemara's initial understanding. That according to Rava, the case is Yehina Yetzlai. If the chametz was sitting by the guy, and Bal Chayv Kaina Maskin, Mimele Hazidim Chemtish on Nach. Later on in the Gemara Amud Beis, the Gemara revisits that, and the Gemara says that doesn't work. Because even though Bal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, according to Rav Yitzchok, Bal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, but that's only Yisrael and Yisrael. If the Malv and the Leiv were both Yidden, then Bal Chayv is Kaina Mashkin. If the Malv was Yisrael and the Leiv was a guy, it's Machaikas. And if the Malv was the guy and the Yisrael was the Leiv, then the Kuliyama, the guy, is not Kaina the Mashkin from the Yisrael. So then this whole plan breaks down. Because even if Bal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, it's only by Yisrael and Yisrael, or Yisrael and Nochri, maybe, but not Nochri and Yisrael. So the ratio, there's no way to work out the ratio of the Mishnah. There's no way that the guy could own the chametz midin bal chayiv kaina mashkin. So we're back to square one. So what's Rava going to do with the Mishnah? The Gemara, the final bottom line of the Gemara is masik that Rava will say that the case of the Mishnah is kishom alei me'achtof. That when the Yisrael was Meshab in the Chometz of the Goy, he spoke out the Feirish that if I'll default on the loan and you'll collect the Chometz me'achshu from the matter of the Halva. So the Mela, he spoke out explicitly that it'll be good, that it works l'mefreya. Zeg, nee, het schermstation lag. So the Torah, which is like, that's the basic structure. There's a lot of side things going on, but that's the basic source of the Shemites. Look, Torah, L'maskanas and Gemara. There's really no machaikas Abai and Rav of Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is that by Chemzah, that when Noch is Shuvi Yisrael Chemzah, the reason why the Chometz belongs to the Goy is because he's Goyvid L'mafreya. The case is that the Leiva defaulted. And after Pesach, the Nochri collected the Chometz. And when he collects the Chometz, he collects it L'mafreya. The only Machlokes Abai and Rav is, why does he collect it L'mafreya? When does he collect L'mafreya? Abai says, even Stam, every Malva collects L'mafreya. Because B'chayv L'mafreya Goyva. And Rav holds, no, Stam Chayv, you only collect Mikanu L'abo. But if you speak at B'ferish, then you collect it. Then even Rav agrees that you collected L'mafreya. And the Mishnah is talking about where you spoke it after B'ferish. But Bipshutoi, without knowing too much, Bipshutoi, it sounds like the Machlokes Abai and Rav is in Das. The Das, the Machlokes. Hakol Moedim, that you could structure the Chayv, you could structure the Shibun in such a way that the Malva should collect the L'mafreya. That when he's going to L'mafreya. But Abai says that's the way it is, Toma. You don't have to speak it out. And Rav holds, no, you have to speak it out. You have to say the Feirish that it's Me'achshav. If you don't say the Feirish that it's Me'achshav, then it's only Mekanu Lahab. If I see that Abai holds yours going to L'mafreya, and Rav agrees you could be going to L'mafreya if you speak it out exclusively, then the working assumption is that it's a Machlokes in such a kind of case, that it's a Machlokes in Das. Abai says you don't have to speak it out B'Ferish, but still, that's what they had in mind. And Rav says it has to be spoken out B'Ferish. But L'maista, the Pshat in the Mishnah is the same, Ben L'Rav Ben L'Abai, that the promise belongs to the Nochri because he's given, because the loan was defaulted on. We have to say that's the case, the loan was defaulted on. And the Nochri was given to L'Mafreya. Melitz Kamsa Shal Nochri. Let's see, Rashi. Nochi shulvis Yisrael mois halchans v'kleid of a Pesach. The havol is before Pesach. The overall of a Pesach. And now Pesach is over. Mutabano. So the ratio of the chomis has a din of chens shul nochi, and it's mutabano. Ulekami begamor mukilo kisher yini yesli bevesoi v'shoyi yitzel anochi kol yimois a Pesach. Rashi adds, that the Gemara says that it's talking about a case of Irina Yetzel. The Heilan, the Mota Zimne Filipai, the Mokusha Gavayna Nami Lehavi, Shayesli Nosson. Since the end, he defaulted on the loan. And the Nochi collected the loan from the Chometz. And even though he collected the loan after Pesach, but it wasn't lacking in Gavayna, the Gvia already happened before because it was Irina Yetzel. He played Milsum Afreya. So Mela, it's Igloy Milsalam Afreya that the Chometz belonged to the guy from the very beginning. Mishal Shirin Yetzla. Back to Ashkenaz, let's read the next Rashi. Shal Shulvis. Anochi Nami came in the Rin Yetzla, Motazim Neglipai, Mishaita Da'isi Kamle Bishus. That's it. There are things that the Gemara says that Rashi leaves out. And there are things that Rashi says that L'Torah are not like the Gemara. The thing that Rashi leaves out is that Rashi speaks out that there was a Gvira L'Mafreya. He doesn't discuss why is the Gvira L'Mafreya. Is the Gvira L'Mafreya because that's always the thing that you're going with L'Mafreya, like Abai? Or is the Gvira L'Mafreya because they spoke out the Gvira should be L'Mafreya because he said Me'achshu, like Rava, like the Maskanos like Gemara and Rava? That Rashi doesn't talk about. It's Nakish Rashi. He doesn't want to get into things that the Gemara is going to discuss. Rashi tells me Shach in the Mishnah. In Mishnah Shnei, what it says in the Mishnah is that the Nochri is going with the Chomis. The Nochri, it's considered to be Chemzah Shal Nochri, even though the Chayv didn't come due till after Pesach. he's considered to be chemtish on nachri because the nachri is gaiva the chametz lemefreya. Why is it gaiva the chametz lemefreya? Now we're gonna have a whole sugya. Abai says because that's how it always is. Rava says because it was he said me'achshov. So that Rava, that Rashi is not nichnas to that. He just tells me pshat in the Mishnah that the pshat in the Mishnah is that it works lemefreya. If you Abai, that's good. It's great. If you Rava, we're gonna have to do some work in order to explain how that could happen. That's the part that Rashi leaves out. I understand why Rashi left it out. Rashi, on the other hand, puts something in from the Gemara. That part is very tamur. Rashi says the case is here, Hino Yetzlai. If you go through the whole sugya, it doesn't sound that way. Because, again, let's go through the sugya again. The Gemara said, Tanan quoted our Mishnah, and it says, "Bishlo milufi abai." I understand the Mishnah. You gave him a freya, but according to Rava, you only gave him a kanu lahava. So why is it considered to be chemshis machri? The Gemara answered, "Alka b'mayaskinim k'sher hime yetzla." Rava will answer that it's talking about a case of hirine yetzla, and what does hirine yetzla accomplish? For the hemshich l'sugyot. So the point of Yerina Yesli is to make it into a mashkin. If you make it into a mashkin, then you get Bal Chayiv Kaina Mashkin. It's more in the Gemara that the Gemara only have to say the cases of Yerina Yesli for Rava's sake. Point to Abaye, you didn't need to say it was Yerina Yesli. Point to Abaye, I don't need mashkin. The Bal Chayiv, when he's Gaiva the Chayiv, he's Gaiva the Mafreya. Well, I don't need it to be a mashkin. Point that by every Baal Chayiv is Gaiva Karkul and Mafreya, is Gaiva the Chayiv, is Gaiva the Shiva the Mafreya. So look at the Gemara that way. The Gemara says, Bishlam Lufi Abai, it's good. Lufi Rava is Shver. So the Gemara says, Amalok Rava, Hokka Bamai is Kilik, Shirina Yetzle. But the point that by, I don't need to keep the Vivina Yetzle, because I don't need it to be a Mashkin. It's a Gvi Yetzle, it's a regular Gvi Yetzle, but a Baal Chayiv is Gaiva the Mafreya. So Lufi Abai, Lufi Rava, Kimat Mufurish Nasugya. That you don't need the Ukimto of Hirina Yetzla. Okay, so you're telling me, fine, so maybe Rashi go like Rava. Rashi go like Rava. A little bit more than the Rashi should go like Rava. The whole point of Rashi is to avoid getting into Abai and Rava until we get into them. And that's why Rashi doesn't even tell them about Me'achshuv yet, because he wants to, you know, Rashi doesn't want to give away the story. Rashi doesn't want to be a, what do they call it? A spoiler alert. Rashi doesn't want to be a spoiler. He doesn't want to get into Abai and Rava yet. And here all of a sudden, Rashi's telling me, Me'achshuv, only Rava needed Hirina Yetzli, rather. Rashi sticks in Hirina Yetzli. Only Rava needs Hirina Yetzli, not Abai. But it's even worse, because even in Rava, it's not true. Because Hirina Yetzli is only to make it into a mashkin, so I should get the din of Rav Yitzchak, of Baal Chayiv Kohen mashkin. But then the Gemara turned around on Lamed Aleph on the base, and it said, by Go, you don't have by Nochim Yisrael, you don't have Chayiv Kohen Mashkin. So the third, that teretz of Yehina Yetzli sunk. It broke down. The one thing we answer in the end, Hokamai Skinna, then he said Me'achshuv. So the Maskar is in the morning, it goes with Me'achshuv. So the third, once you speak out Me'achshuv according to Rava, then it's like Abaye. And just like in Abaye, that we saw in the Gemara itself, that you don't need a Hina Yetzli according to Abaye. Because you gave them a freya, why should you need a Hina Yetzli? So if the Rava that you spoke out Me'achshuv, you also shouldn't need a Hina Yetzli. Hina Yetzli was only to make it into a maskus. The maskana milchi can't have a kinyan in a maskus. So Amai, if you spoke out Me'achshuv, so you're making the Gvila Mafreya. If you're making the Gvila Mafreya, who needs a Hina Yetzli? So Rashi over here, this Rashi about Yehina Yetzli, it's not Abai and it's not Rava. It's the Havamina of the Gemara that Baal Chayiv Kohen Mashkin. That's the Pella. And then it's clear that Rashi is not talking about the is not talking about Baal Chayiv Kohen Mashkin. There's not a word in Rashi about it being a Mashkin or Baal Chayiv Kohen Mashkin. Rashi says it works with my Freya. I said the Feirish that the Pshat in the Mishnah is because he gave him a Freya. He doesn't spoil the fun for us. He doesn't tell us if it's like a bayi or it's like Rava. You have to speak it out to Feirish. But Rashi is the Feirish that it works with Gvila Mafreya. And yet you have to have Yehina Yetzli. Why are you doing this? Like, he really asks us to make it into a mask. I don't need it to be a mask. Then Rashi later on says the same thing. So not only Rashi here in the Mishnah. Move on Rashi later on in the Gemara too. The Gemara says, Rashi says, if you look at Amud Beis, and when the Gemara comes back to the Mishnah, the first thing the Gemara said, we need to tell you, we're good, we thought we would sleep well, it's going like a Yitzchok. Then the Gemara comes back and says, then the Gemara develops and no, by going you don't have, by Nochim Yisrael, you don't have Bachay Kredi Mashnah. So the Gemara comes back to the Mishnah and says, what do you do with the Mishnah? Let's pick it up in the Gemara first. It's on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. This is sugya. That's why I want to go through the whole sugya. It's if you haven't done it yet, you should make sure you can say over the whole sugya shakla b'tarei b'alta. You have to have the whole sugya before you can even talk about the sugya. So if you go to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the last word in the line is not about a third of the way down, a quarter of the way down. The last word in the line is Tanan. Tanan. Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. No kishul Yisrael. Chem se achar pesach mutter b'hano. Right, the Gemara. Ni nami dirini etzloi. Even if it was dirini etzloi, we said before the answer for the Mishnah is the answer for Rav is dirini etzloi. Says the Gemara, but it doesn't work anymore. Ha'am adokim Yisrael ekoni. Now you told me that you don't have mashkim to Rav Yitzchok by a goy. So we're back to square one. So we say, kachu hadom le me'achshu hadu em le me'achshu. The Mishnah is talking about what he said me'achshu. Right, so which is the opposite of the Mishnah, is not talking about Me'achshav. But the Mishnah is talking about that he said Me'achshav. No, so Pashup Shat and Gemara, now that the Mishnah is talking about Me'achshav, you don't need Irini Etzlai anymore. The whole Irini Etzlai, the whole Kimta of Irini Etzlai was abortive. That was to make it into a Mashkim Derev Yitzchok. But now he's telling me the Goyim don't have Mashkim Derev Yitzchok. So how does the Mishnah work with the Gvila Mafreya? Gvila Mafreya, so who needs Irini Etzlai? Kalmur. That's not what Rashi says. It's up to Rashi, Le Kashya. Rashi also about a quarter of the way down the page. First words in the line, Le Kashya. It's up to Rashi. Mas nisin the omele shehine etzloi im layetel chagim plain the eshel chame yachshav. Rashi retains the irini etzloi. So the tenai of meyachshav was spoken at when he gave the chametz over to the guy. When he was irini etzloi, he spoke after Me'achshav. And there, Pilch, not Bishul, he sell come the Chamas, Bishus Nochri, he sell Sufus Nochri, come the Chamas, Bishus Nochri, and so on and so on. Rashi learns that we're not going away from the Rini Yetzli. We're still going with the Rini Yetzli. But before we thought the Rini Yetzli works with Maskin Derev Yitzchak, that's Taka down the drain. Like Nochri, you sure you don't have that. But now we're saying a different word. The Rini Yetzli works with Me'achshav. Then it's in Pshat and the Gemara, I think the Pshat and Rashi is. The Pshat is that Rashi learns up the sugya that when the Gemara originally answered Ksherhine Etzloi, you have this many times in Shas. When the Gemara originally answered Hokka Maiskin and Ksherhine Etzloi, Rashi learning that was his problem with the Gemara. That parrot is true. The Gemara misunderstood what it means. The Gemara thought that it means with Mashkin Derev Yitzchok, with Bachayiv Kleine Mashkin. And that whole discussion. And then we turned around and we said, no, by going, you don't have Bachayiv Kleine Mashkin. So the Gemara says, so we need a new pshat from the Teretz. So what was the Teretz of Irina Yetzler? So the Gemara, you know what the Stom of the Gemara meant before when it said Irina Yetzler? It didn't mean Mashkin Derev Yitzchok. It meant because you said Me'achshav. Mishbishosh Irina Yetzler, Omule, that you should be going with Me'achshav. That's as far as Pshat is concerned. But in Nita Havana, why is it? Hey, there's two problems here. Number one, what's the Tzir of Advar? If you spoke at Me'achshav, why do you need Irini Etzlo? Number two, look, apparently in the Gemara itself, it was Mukhuk that Abai did not require Irini Etzlo. The Gemara of Adalaf, it was Mukhuk in the Shakla Vitaya, as I said. The Gemara said, the Mishnah is great for Abai. You go even in a prayer. But it's a kash and Rava. So my answer is, Amalach, Rava would say, Hachamai Skin and Shirini Yesla. So So it's kind of going the Gemara that according to Abai, you don't need a Hina Yetzla. And I understand it. Because if you go over the Mafreya, who needs a Hina Yetzla? Well, now the Maskani and Rabbi, you also go over the Mafreya because you spoke at the Ferris that he could be going over the Mafreya. So just like according to Abai, if you go over the Mafreya, since you go over the Mafreya, you don't need a Hina Yetzla. So according to Rabbi, if you spoke at the Ferris that he could be going over the Mafreya, so why should you need a Hina Yetzla? So Rashi, it needs a Hesber over here. This Rashi over here at the end of the Sugya already say, it's telling me this, that we're still going with Rina Yetzlag. And it needs a Hesber both in Svara. If you go with my friend, why do you need Rina Yetzlag? And also, why is it different than a Koyant Abaya?
Rabbi, is it for sure that according to Abaya, you don't need a Rina Yetzlag or she Rashi? The second Rashi, then.
So it may not be for sure. I'm not sure. There is maybe a mokum to say that Rashi thinks that even in Abaya you need a Rinas. Obviously in Svara that would be easier. You know, it would. What's the difference? But even in the Lashonis of Rashi, maybe there's a deal. Another deal. And I'm an Aleph. Towards the end, it's the counting from the bottom of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up, the end of the line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the end of the line. It's not Nochi Shilva. This is when the Gemara first said, Gemara quotes the Mishnah, and it says, Fi Abaye, it's good, Mishnah, Fi Abaye, it's good, I'm afraid of Gaiva. But according to Rava, why is it Gaiva Shechomets? So Rashi over there says, Kasal Kedaita Chashto, Mishaloi Motsulay, they didn't give it over to him. El Shivvilay Kishaloi, Rashi says, "Salka daituch." The most other meaning was that we're not talking about with Yehina Yetzlo. Yeah, lots of Rashi. Why did he say it's only a salka daituch? So you could say, because that's tackling most teretz. Yehina Yetzlo. How come I skin him? Yehina Yetzlo. Right? The Gemara is asking on Rava. Rava is shared in the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, Hirini Yetzlag. So Rashi says, so the Maxim thought it wasn't Hirini Yetzlag. The Teretz is that it was Hirini Yetzlag. That's bizarre. That's not the Derech Rashi. Every time you say, every time you wear a Kashim, it's a Teretz. So Rashi and the Kashim say, Kasal Kedaitach, then we don't know the Teretz yet. The Gemara is going to say that Hachom Matzkinik, Hirini Yetzlag. Obviously, if the Gemara answers, Hirini Yetzlag, so the Maxim didn't know that it's Hirini Yetzlag. Rashi doesn't need to speak that out. Well, to put it better, if a coin to buy you, don't need a Hina Yetzla, and only Rava needs your Hina Yetzla, so that's not a Salka Daituch. A coin to buy, that's the MS, that it's not a Hina Yetzla. So the maximum brings a riot to buy. A coin to buy, you don't need the Ukimta of your Hina Yetzla. Rava answers with the Nukimta of Hirini Yetzlag. Whether that Nukimta is aborted, that Nukimta is aborted. If he rashes from avoid, no, that Nukimta remains even the Maskana. But it's a Nukimta in Rava, not an Abai. Abai doesn't need the Nukimta. So why does Rashi call it a Salka Daituch? So there's like a remez in this Rashi L'chaira that Rashi learns that the Maskana that we say that it's Hirini Yetzlag, even Abai has to come out. He's going to learn that it's Hirini Yetzlag. Well, I really don't need a Hina Yetzlag. But the emes is you need a Hina Yetzlag even according to Abai.
Heavy.
And in Svara, that's attractive. It's also attractive because in the Mishnah, Rashi is Vidova Poshut that it's still made a Hina Yetzlag. If it was a Machalik Zabai and Rova, the whole point of Rashi is not to give away the game, not to get into Machalik Zabai and Rova in the Mishnah. He doesn't talk about Me'achzer or anything. He doesn't want to get into Abaya and Rava right now. So, and if Hina Yetzlag is only for Rava, not according to Abaya, so why does Rashi mention it? But maybe tackle all of this conduces that Rashi learns the Maskani need Hina Yetzlag according to everyone. Yes, then what's quite, but then it's another number one in Svara. We still don't understand what's the point of Hina Yetzlag. If you gave a Me'achzer, who needs Hina Yetzlag? And what changed from the Salka Daitich to the Maskana? If the Salka Daitich was that if you gave a Me'achzer, you don't need Hina Yetzlag. So where did Rashi see in the Gemara Chazar from that? And why should there be a Chazar from that? It's very nice to call it a Salka Daitich, but you call something a Salka Daitich if you see in the Gemara Chazar. Where do you see a Chazar from that in the Kudu? I mean, the Pesach should be a chazar. And so we sound not understand. If you go with me, actually, we go with me, actually. Who needs a Rina Yetzler? The only Rina Yetzler. So, fine, so we said, Rashlim Shatam the Gemara, Rina Yetzler, the Gemara's answer of Rina Yetzler is a stum of the Gemara. And first we thought it means Al Smashkin the Rabbi Yitzchok. The Maskan is, no, it doesn't mean Al Smashkin the Rabbi Yitzchok. It has a different shot that he said, Me'achshu. Yeah, and what's the story? He said, Me'achshu. So what do you need? What do you need a Rina Yetzler? Because all these things are, yeah, we have a lot of clues in Rashi that there's some tzirif over here that even though it's you gave a me'achshu, you need a Rina Yetzler too. Certainly according to Rava, and this maybe from this Rashi about Kasal Kedaitich, maybe even in a bias that way. But what's the answer? And the Gemara Nahamin didn't think so. So it's like, what changed?
Yeah, never mind, Rabbi. Thank you.
Then it says, Rashi in the Mishnah gives me a clue. Rashi in the Mishnah explains why you need to read the answer. Rashi says, "Lekami gor mukulak shehine etzli beveisli v'shayit zanochi kol yveisli pesach." They came in the matas zimne v'lepai. Umechuster gavayna nami lehavi shayetzli nosu. The gloy milsu lafrei and so. Rashi says, in order for the gloy milsu lafrei to work, there's a condition. It can't be mechuster gavayna. Mechuster gavayna means. The Malva still has to collect it. The Noki still has to collect it. He hasn't collected it yet. If it's Mechusa Gavayna, Rashi's telling me, then it can't belong to the Noki. It doesn't help him to be Gavayna Mefer. The being Gavayna Mefer only works if there could have been, you can't be Gavayna Mefer if you can't be Gavayna from yesterday, if yesterday you weren't Gavayna yet. You can't be Gavayna Mefreya from yesterday or from a month ago, from before Pesach. You can't be Gavayna Mefreya from a month ago if a month ago was Mechutz Gavayna and the Gviya first is happening now. So how can you be Gavayna Mefreya? There had to be that it was not Mechutz Gavayna from the very beginning. It was sitting by you. Just we didn't look at it as a Gviya. Now in Mefreya, we look at it as a Gviya. I think Rashi is saying, and I'll show you in a minute, I think it has Shoshim in the Gemara. I think Rashi is saying like this, being Gavayna Mefreya is not a magic. How can I go, the Nochi comes, he collects the Chumash after Pesach. We say, oh, he collects the Chumash after Pesach, but since the Abayi holds on Mefreya Gavayna, and Rava says that, and Rava doesn't hold that generally, but here you spoke out of Mefreya, you sent him that you could be Gavayna Mefreya, so here he's Gavayna Mefreya. So what does it mean? He comes along after Pesach, he collects the Chumash, and we say, we look at it as if that he was gave the chametz from before Pesach. Happy to gave the chametz from before Pesach. Before Pesach, he wasn't gave the chametz. The chametz was by the Yisrael. You can't say l'mafreya you were gave it. You can't say l'mafreya. Now it's Rishchedesh year. But when I say, but the havo is Rishchedesh Nissan. And then it was the hearing the answer. You can't say Rishchedesh Nissan when you can't collect the chametz Rishchedesh year. And say it's as if I collected it from Rishchedesh Nissan. Rishchedesh Nissan was Mechusa Gavayna. It must be that he took the chametz in Rishchedesh Nissan. But that taking the chametz is ambivalent. We can look at it as a Gavir Sechayv, or we can look at it as a deposit, as a just he was watching it from the fair. It was just a Shomer. We don't know what it is. So we can say when he defaults on the loan, Rishchedesh Yer, so like Loi Milsul Mafei, that when the Nochi took it, Rishchedesh Nissan, there was a Gavir Sechayv. And not merely a Pikotim. But you have to have that. If he didn't take it to Shkadesh Nissen, then there's nothing, I can't look at it like my face, I haven't been a Gviyas Chayv.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What would it be if it was, how would you do a Gviyah with Karka? And that's when the Gemara looked at Kaka also.
You don't need it. Kaka, you don't need it. By Kaka, there's no things. I don't think you need to read an answer by Kaka. Kaka is Bechol Mokim Shu, it's Bishu Sagub, it's Bishu Sabayl. The whole hearing answer is only, it's Muslim only true by Chometz.
You would have the Mefreya Ma'akshav by Kaka even without Bechol Sagubina, you would never
have. The original Mechlek is about the Mefreya Gavin, the Kaka, the Habu, is by Kaka. Tamshi b'stamshi with his kaka. So, and there, there you don't need the, and there, there you don't need the yirhimei etzlo. There's no such thing as yirhimei etzlo. But if you want, when you want to apply a bayin rov to chametz, so there you want to say there also you go with a freya. How can you go with a freya? It's the mechusik avayna. Kaka is not mechusik avayna, but chametz is mechusik avayna. Al kach nitzom and it was yirhimei etzlo. It has to do with that, with the question, how does Mayach should work? Abai says every Bachayim is Goyvel Mafreya. Point to Rava, not every Bachayim, but if you speak it out, Goyvel Mafreya. What's the mechanism? How does Goyvel Mafreya work? What's the job? So it's in the Sivis. What's that test base? The seed is going to trap in a bay, but chayv the mafreya gave it. It's like a kinyan al tanai. When he paid, when he lent him the money, so pasha tried as a chayv. But a bay holds that if he defaults on the loan, then the gloyal milsul mafreya, that the money that the malva gave to the labor wasn't kesef milva, but it was kesef kinyan. And he was, with that, he was claiming the kakal of mafreya. That's the Mesivus is trapped in Abai. That's a very see after the that's the Mesivus is trapped in Abai. If that's the child in Abai, not everybody agrees that's the child in Abai, but that's the Nesivus learned the child in Abai. We'll see in the Shonis Rashi whether that's Rashi is marked that way. But that's certainly the, if we're going to learn that, you have to have that child in the back of your mind. That might be the shul that we don't go to. No, the Nesivus is child. But it sets a certain, that's the, you know, it's a certain landmark, this Nesivus. That one way to learn Abai is, Gipshutai, you gave him a feya. It means Lemafreya wasn't alone at all. There's no Gvias Chayiv. There's no Chayiv. There's no Gvias Chayiv. Lemafreya turns out what looked like a Chayiv was a Kinyan. And every time you lend money to somebody with the Shibud Kakois or with the Shibud, Kilo, it depends what happens. If he pays the loan back, then it was a Chayiv. And if he doesn't pay the loan back, then it was a Kinyan. And you kind of the Shibud. You kind of the Kaka that was Meshibud. If that's the Chavon Abayi, so Yesh Malkum Leimer, that's the Pshat and Rava when you say Me'achshav. What's true in Abai's Tzoma is true in Rava when you say Me'achshav. Ulai, we'll see. Maybe we'll say we'll be Mechalik. But let's say for the time being, keep things simple. Keep things straightforward. There's a Shail here. I saw the Dvar Shmuel, say if I'm Sochem, he asks, that works by Karka. Karka is Nikna B'Kesef. The Palkum are not Nikna B'Kesef. How does that work by Chometz? But this is totally in a sugyan b'chayrus in the beginning of the second parak and elsewhere in Shas by Nochri Yisrael, how you kind of metaltalin. We saw me Nochri. The Gemara is the machlekes of Yerchan and Rish Lakish. What kinyan works by metaltalin min haTorah, kesef or meshicha? Yerchan says v'haTorah mo'is kainus. Midrabbanon, they said no, mo'is is not kainah. You have to have meshicha. Rish Lakish is the other way around. V'atayra Meshicha is kainu ma'is and not kainu. Midrabban, halacha l'maisa, you're not kainu metalkalim. From another Jew, you're not kainu with kesef. You need Meshicha. Rish Lakish says, that's the din d'raisa. V'yechin says, no, that's a takon of Midrabban, because otherwise you're going to pay for things. And then by the time when you go to collect, the guy's going to say, oh, it burnt up Nisuf Chitecha Ba'aliyah. So it's going to be problems. You're going to buy things sight unseen. And then maybe they're selling in the Brooklyn Bridge. So, I mean, that's kaka, but maybe they're selling you the Brooklyn metalkalin. So, mimela, they made a takom, you have to have meshicha. Then there's a drosha, kanim yadam yitzecha, whatever works by Yisrael Yisrael, by goyim, it's the opposite. By Yisrael Yisrael, when it's with the goyim, it's the other way around. So if the kenyan, if between two Jews the kenyan is kesef, then between a yid and a goy the kenyan is mashicha, and vice versa. The point of Yochanan that the kenyan midrash is kesef, so goyim you're not kind of with kesef. I mean, you can't be kind of from a goy metalzman with kesef or a goy from Yisrael. And if you hold that the kenyan from a, and if you hold like Rish Lakish that the kenyan midrash is mashicha, then forget then by a goy the kenyan is that by a goy the kenyan is kesef. Not like to show him how to paskin. Rashi paskins, Rashi's mash, but he paskins like Rish Lakish. That minat Torah, nochem Yisrael is kind of with kesef. And places there in the beginning of Bechiras, and elsewhere, Taisus says no, the loch is like a Yochanan, and a guy is not kind of with kesef. A guy from Yisrael is not kind of with kesef. So granted, sheet is Rashi says a guy is kind of with kesef. Nochem Yisrael, Yisrael nochem is kind of with kesef. And then it's even more. Again, I don't want to get into the sugya. If you want to take a look, it's an important sugya to know. The Gemara there in the beginning of the second parak in Bechiras, it's mavur in the sugya right away there in the first omen of the second parak. Abai holds like a shlokish. That Nochem Yisrael is kind of with kesef. So whether that's the halacha or not, but that's for sure what Abai holds. Yeah, so Yesh Malkum Loima, like the Nesivis, at least in Shittas Rashi, we could go with, in Abai for sure we could say like the Nesivis. Abai, we know Abai holds like a shlokish. That's before. That's a before Shigamar. Abaye holds like a shlokish. Nochem Yisrael and Yisrael Minochi is kind of with kesef. So Abaye, Avada, we could learn pshat and Abaye like the Nesivis. If you hold like Shirashi that Halacha is like a shlokish, then even Rava the Maskana the Meach should be close to learn. Close to learn like the Nesivis. That's the posh of the Kenyan. The Kenyan kesef. But if you learn that way, that it's a Kenyan kesef. Then it doesn't make any sense why it should have to be, who cares if it's mechusa gavayin or not? That's the whole point, that kesef is kind of b'chol mokom shu. If the pshat in me'achshu, we just digress now with this sugya b'chayos. You know, the idea tips a plunter. By mechiras chomas, one of the issues, why do we so many kinyonim with the guy? Because there's a whole big confusing machlekes and many machlekes we show them which kind of kinyonim work between Yisrael and the guy. So in chomas, so we do a lot of kinyon because maybe kesef works, maybe not, and so on and so forth. Bottom line is, the Nestivas learned pshat and abai that it's kinyon kesef. L'mafreya goyim means kinyon kesef. And how does it work by chometz? It's also kinyon kesef. I mean, the Nestivas, how does abai explain chometz? The Gemara says that abai is by chometz too. That abai learned the mission also with l'mafreya goyim. Yeah, because chometz also, according to abai also like a shlokish. A goy can be kind of chometz with kesef. Lepid and Nesivis, though, there's no mokoim to care whether it was mechusa gavayin or not mechusa gavayin. We're not talking about gvias chayiv. No, about kinyan. When the loyva defaults on the loan, in the case of the ratio, when the Yisrael defaults on the loan, igloy milsum marfei that the guy bought the chametz with kinyan kesef. So who cares if it was mechusa gavayin? It's Mulu and Rashi that Rashi is going not like the Nesivis. Rashi learns that Lamafreyu who gave is not Kenyan, is not Kenyan Kesef. Lamafreyu who gave is Gvias Achayv. You gave the Chayv Lamafreyu. To be gave the Chayv, so Rashi holds. You gave the Chayv Lamafreyu. So Rashi, to be goyvel the chayvel amafreya, it can't be mechusa gavayin. It's a contradiction in terms. You can't be goyvel amafreya if it was mechusa gavayin. So kol v'tzur bedi v'nei etzla. And maybe it can be masbid better, masbid more. What's this issue of mechusa gavayin? This lashon of Rashi, mechusa gavayin and ami lavi, this mechusa gavayin is a gemara. Rashi took it from a gemara. It's the gemara in Yevamos. I'm a volume base. The nidin there over there, the nidin in the gemara is the background of the gemara is the following. There's a thing called nitzay tzayin basel. That means when a woman gets married, she brings into the marriage all kinds of stuff. Linen and stuff, you know, stuff that she got at her bridal shower. Linen and mixers and microwaves, all kinds of stuff. They probably didn't have bridal showers in those days, but she got it from her father's house. Now, the din is called nitzle, that all of that property, if she gets divorced, the way it works like this, all of that property, well, there's two different kinds of property she could bring in. There's nitzle melug and there's nitzle sembazel. Nitzle melug means she brings some property to the marriage and it really belongs to her. The husband's not makabel achayis. Not that if it gets damaged, it's her loss. And so the only thing is the husband eats peiros. They were mitzakan eats the peiros in the nitzle melug. But basically, that's her property. It's like she has her own bank account. It's not the husband's property at all. Just he has the chus peiros. The mitzakan peiros can get pidyon. He has to be paid there if she gets kidnapped. So can get that he eats the peiros. But it's her property. But then there's nitzle tzayim barzel, and it's written into the ksuva, which then there's nitzle tzayim barzel. Nitzle tzayim barzel, in a certain sense, becomes his. He's mekabel achayis. It becomes his, meaning if it depreciates, it's his, but he commits that if he divorces her or he dies, then he has to give the value back to her. He has to give it back to her. So he gives the value back to her. And in mekabel achayis. So if it depreciated, it's his loss. If it appreciates, it's his gain. So it basically is his. But when they get divorced or he dies, he's the dowry. So if he divorces her, he has to give it back. But the achayit is his. So let's say she bought him a mixer, and it's nitzle same basil. So, and the mixer broke. So when they get divorced, he has to pay her the value of the mixer. Because she put a mixer into the marriage, it's nitzle same basil. And he commits that when he divorces her, he's going to pay for he'll pay her back the value of the mixer. So write the following case. Let's say he's divorcing her, or he died, whatever, and she's collecting her nitzle tzayim barzel. And instead of, he wants to write her a check for the nitzle tzayim barzel. And she says, I don't want a check. I want my mixer back. It has sentimental value. What calls it shrach ve'savio. It's an heirloom. It's not nice for her family that their mixer should be sitting by somebody else. So she wants the mixer herself. She doesn't want to check. So it's machlekes is Rabbi Yehuda and I see. I think does she have such a title? I think it's Rashi says that there's no. She doesn't have such a title since the husband was makabel achayis. I mean, the husband committed that he has to give her the value of all the nitzis from Basel, but the nitzis from Basel belonged to him 100%. And if he doesn't want to give her the mixer, he doesn't have to give her the mixer. He'll write her a check for the mixer. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, mishum shrach ve'savio, it's not understood that if she wants back the mixer, she gets back the mixer. Right. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rova said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. She gets back her mixer. She gets back her mixer. If the mixer is broken, he has to pay for it. But otherwise, she gets back her mixer. So then writes the following story. That there was a certain lady, and she brought into the marriage in Itzdaladimbilsa, a silken cloak, a valuable cloak. And the husband died. So now, the din is, I mean, Ima, she can be gave the cloak. She has this because of Shrach Besavio, their cloak should be sitting by the husband's family, by the husband's children. But she was Shrach Besavio, she has a right to claim back the cloak. They can't write a check. Meanwhile, the Yoshim took the cloak. And they used it to cover the mace. Anything they use for tachrichim for the mace, if you're a legitimate owner and have a right to do it, so it's the mace is asa becomes also bano, like a hektish. So the Gemara says, Rava said, I think Rava himself said that konam misna. That's it. It belongs to the mace. You can't get it back. They'll write her a check, but she can't get the installer is gone. Acting about why Rava says that she has a shibud. Rava himself is the one who said that she has a shibud on the mixer or on the cloak in this case. So it's her mixer. She has a claim on the mixer. So how could they, it's like somebody, a stranger would come and put it on a mace. It has no meaning. The Gemara says, no, it is this mechutz gavaina, so it's not hers yet. But she has a schus to be gave in the mixer, or she has a schus to be gave in the cloak. She has a claim on the cloak, but she could be gave it, but she wasn't gave it yet. Till she's gave it, it's not hers. It's a shibud. The mixer is meshubet to shvach beis aviyo, but it could be meshubet from today till tomorrow, but it's not hers yet. Mevela says it's not hers yet, so what does she have? She has a shibud. But the mace, it wasn't hers. So when they put it in the mace, it became also ba'ano. And now she can't come and collect it with the shibud, because that more quotes, we'll see later on in Arsik, it's also going to be in a gear that hektish chomets v'shichrum afkir midei shibud. Even if something is meshubud, but the v'loibet, then it goes and he's makdashit v'lim izbeach, or here he was makdashit to be tachichay ha'mace, so that's mafkir, now you can't collect it, that's mafkir the shibud. But the shibud, it was chal, because it wasn't hers yet. But it says in that Gemara that even though she has a shibud on the cloak, on the itzalot, but since it was mechutzer gavaino, so it's not hers. It's not called hers. And maybe they could ask her it, and it's mafkir midei shibud. So maybe I think that's where Rashi is coming from. And Rashi now had a kasha. In our Mishnah it says, Nochishul Yisrael Achemsoi. So it's considered to be Gleish Achemsoi. Bachar Pesach Mutu Bano. Point Abai, because you gave him a freya. Point Rova, because they spoke out that he's going to be gave him a freya. What does it mean that they spoke out that he could be gave him a freya? Point Rova, Tabai, Stamazay, he could be gave him a freya. So we saw the Mesivas, learns that a freya was a Kenyan, it wasn't a Chayv, wasn't a Gvias Chayv at all. Okay, Mustafa Rass is not going like the Mesivas. Certainly not in Rova, maybe, probably not even in Abai, not going like the Mesivas. So what is it exactly that they're speaking out? It's a Gvias Chayv. We're not turning this into a Kenyan. We're not doing some kind of hocus pocus that would look like a Chayv, and a Gvias Chayv is really a Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan, it's not Kesef Kenyan, it's a Gvias Chayv. So Gvias Chayv, what does Me'achshuv do by Gvias Chayv? Gvias Chayv is when the loan comes due, you can be going with the loan. If he has that money, he can be going with the Shibud. What does that have to do with my prayer? You have a right to be going with the loan when the loan is due. You don't have a right to be going with the loan the second you made the loan. After 30 days, you have a right to be going with the Chayv. What happened over here? You said Me'achshuv. Abai says it's always Me'achshuv. What is the Yahu that he got Me'achshuv? So some of the answer is, there's not even a Chilushim. Some of the Pashto answer is, again, if we're not saying like the Nesivas. If you don't say like the Nesivas, some of the answer is that was the void of Me'achshuv. That normally, when do you have a right to be Gaiva the Chayv? When the Chayv comes due. Here, when they spoke out Me'achshuv, Abai holds that it doesn't even have to be spoken out, but at least when they spoke out Me'achshuv, the Leib was saying to the Malveh, normally you only have a right to be Chayv and the Chayv when the Chayv comes due. But if I'll default on the loan, then I'm giving you a right to be Chayv and the Chayv Me'achshuv. That's the word of Me'achshuv. What can the Leib give to the Malveh Me'achshuv? He's not making a Kenyan with him. Not Kenyan. Not talking about Kenyan. It's not Kenyan Kesef. You're giving the right to be Chayv and the Chayv. Normally you only have a right to be Chayv and the Chayv. When you speak on Me'achshuv, the Leib gave the Malveh the right, if he'll default on the loan, he gave him the right to be Geiver the Chayv Me'achshuv. So now the Menachi over here is coming with the supposed to be Geiver the Chayv Me'achshuv. What does he have? He has a supposed to be Geiver the Chayv already from the Shas Alva. L'mechreya, since the Leib defaulted, so we look at it retroactively, that the Malveh had a supposed to be Geiver the Chayv, has a supposed to be gave the chayv from the very beginning. Okay, does that make it the malvus? Does that make it the gois from the very beginning? Because he had a schus to be gave. The isha also had a schus to be gave. From the moment the husband died, the isha had a schus to be gave the chayv, to be gave the mixer, to be gave the itzalah. When the husband's alive, she doesn't have a schus to be gave yet. That's like kaidem agos hazman. The minute the husband dropped dead, that was that agos hazman. She now has a schus to be gave the itzalah. And yet the Gemara says it's not hers yet. Having a schus to be gaiva doesn't make it yours. It's a schus to be gaiva, very nice, but it's not yet yours. Mimela, the Leiva could be Makdashin, and then Hekdash Mavkim, and then Hekdash Mavkim and Deshimut. How did it actually work in our Mishnah? Fine. So the Leiva said to the Malva, if I'll default on a loan, you're going to have a schut to be gave him Mishah Salva. You have a schut to be gave him Mafreya. So fine. So the Malva now has a schut to be gave him Mafreya. But it's still Mechus Gavaina. He wasn't gave yet. And if the Malva wasn't gave yet, then who did the Chomis belong to on Pesach? Listro? It's not to be Chomis all about Pesach. And even more, if it doesn't yet belong to the Nochri till afterwards, because it's Mechusta Gavaino, and at Pesach it was belonged to the Israel and it became Chomets Lava Pesach, then Chomets Mafkim and Deshimut even. And even after Pesach, the Nochri won't be able to collect it, won't have a Shibur on it, because Chomets Mafkim and Deshimut.
Really? It's...
I don't Chomets Mafkim from Shibur. Right. The guy doesn't get it as chametz, but I complain. We don't need that connection. It's time to say if it's mechusar gavaino, it says in the Gemara in Yevamos that if it's mechusar gavaino, then it still belongs. Then it does not yet belong to the isha. Agam, the husband already died. It was Agosa's man. She has already a chus kavir, but it's chus kavir. If it's mechusar gavaino, it doesn't make it yours. Lav reshus gaimo. So here also. So what does it matter? The Leiva said me'achshu. He gave the malva chus to be gave the mafreya. But if it's mechusar gavaino, then it's chus to be gave, it doesn't make it yours. That's what bothering Rashi. So if Rashi says, I'll call up again, have to say that it was not mechusar gavaino, because it was here in the Etzler. He gave it to him, to the Nochri. And he said, if I'll pay back the loan, then this is tama, because the matter. But if I won't give back the loan, if I'll default on the loan, then what you're doing now is gvias achayv. So it's a gvias achayv with the gvias itself. It's a split gvir with the gvir. There, then you already can have a gvir. That's not going to be gloyul nilsul mafreya. A gloyul nilsul mafreya that when he gave him the chametz was b'teris gvir sachay. And then so that makes it chametz shalom lachim. That's the time rush. The emphasis, once we say this, once we have this as bara, it is a mokum to say that it's only in Rava, not in Abaye. Again, I think the passages that he's saying it even in Abaye, because Rashi otherwise wouldn't get himself into things that are only Rava, that would be a spoiler. And the Rashi about Kasaka Daitas and Laman Aleph Man Aleph, he says in Abaye, when Abaye is when more about the Raya Tabaye, Rashi is Kasaka Daitas, that is talking about with Adavim Yesloi. I think Rashi is going even in Abaye. Hoya Mokum Leima, that maybe Abaye is like the Nesivas. Abaye holds that you only have to speak out me'afra. It's always a mafreya. Maybe the havon and Abaye talk is the nesivus to kavon. Abaye thinks every chayv is structured that maybe it's a kinyan. Rava doesn't have that. Rava holds that every chayv is a chayv is never a kinyan. If you speak out me'afra, you're giving a schus to the gavon of mafreya. So in Rava, you need to hear any answer not in Abaye. Yeah, but the emes, I don't think that's the emes. I think the emes is the Rashi saying it even in Abaye. The Rashi about Kasal Kadaitach is very strong. But the one that could, I would be myself. Lemai said the Gemara did have a half a minute that we're talking about without having the yesterday. When the Gemara lechatchila brought the raya to Abaye, Bishlo melufi Abaye, the Mishnah is good. You gave him a freya. The Rava, what's the answer? What's the hearing the yesterday? Ultimately, it means there was with me'achshav and hearing the yesterday. As Rashi explains, but the Gemara did have a sakat daitik and Abaye that you don't need hearing the yesterday. What's the pshat? The chmuchus gavaino. I think the pshat is that the Nechrami, the Gemara, the Shalke Daitach thought that Mechusa Gavayin is not a chesar. Rav and Yavama says that Mechusa Gavayin is not a the Makshin and Yavama didn't think so. The Makshin, the Gemara Yavama says the Kasha. He says, how could they be Makdash to Yitzhak? It belongs to the woman after the Shibran. So it's hers. She has already a Shuskiri. It came due. So it's hers. How could they be Makdash? Rav answered that it's Mechusa, Rav Kana, it's Rav Kana answering on behalf of Rav. Rav Kana over there answered on behalf of Rav, because Rav was the one who said that the mace was kind of. Mara asked, how is the mace kind of? It belongs to her. So I've kind of answered, it's Mechusa Gavayin. So it's the Gemara Taka that Mechusa Gavayin makes it not yours. And it's the Gemara that said it's in Rava. Rav Kana is doing it, said it to explain Rava. So if I had Rava holds there's a thing called Mechusa Gavayin, and that's the emes that nobody in Yavamas is Chayil Kach. But it's not like, it needs a Gemara. The Gemara in the Havim in Yavamas didn't know this, didn't know for Mechusa Gavayin. The Gemara is Mechadashit. Because that's a parable that the Gemara lechatchila when it said Bishlam al fi Abaye, the Gemara is going with the Mafaya Gaiva. The Gemara wasn't nochas the issue of Mechusa Gavaina. Because Zalka Daitach, that even if it's Mechusa Gavaina, since you have a Schus Gvil and Mafaya coin to Abaye, so you gave the Chomets to Mafaya. But what about Rabba? So the Gemara in the end, so the Gemara says really, in the end, in the Maskon, the Gemara means Me'achshav. The Me'ach, but the Maskon and the Me'achshav, actually learns, like I said before, the Pshaktav and the Gemara, that we're not walking away from really yesterday. We're just re-explaining what the Stam of the Gemara meant when it said Irina Yesli. We meant Irina Yesli with the Me'achshav. And why do you need Irina Yesli? Because otherwise it's Mechusa Gavayna. Yeah, that's for sure true. Rabbis said the Ferish and Yavamas. That Mechusa Gavayna, if it's Mechusa Gavayna, it's not yours. And there's no reason to think that Abai is Chaluk on that. So if going to Abai, it could also be Irina Yesli. So that's what Rashi learns in the Mishnah Ali, but the Emes that Abai also learned in the Mishnah Irina Yesli. Because the Emes is Mechusa Gavayna is a problem. I think where I had for 5 minutes, the Gemara thought that maybe that the Pshat in the Mishnah is without Mechusa Gavayna. Was it without hearing the Esli? Yeah, for those 5 minutes, the Gemara was behelim from the issue of Mechusa Gavayna. But the Emes is about you have to have Mechusa Gavayna. Yavada can't be Mechusa Gavayna, and that's the Pshat in hearing the Esli. That's what Rashi learns, that the hearing the Esli means, what the Gemara meant when it said hearing the Esli, was that he said Me'achshav, but Me'achshav has to go with Siyuf with the hearing the Esli. Yeah. Okay. Bye. That's I don't know if that's a psicha to the sugya or it's like a little sugya. Okay, now it's a lighter. I'm based on the base. The mission, I'm not on base. There's other things we still have to do in the sugya too. Okay, so, but I think it's at least something to be working with. Okay, very good. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Tomorrow's 11:30, right?
Thank you, Abby.
Yeah.
Yeah.